the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
So eventually the new National Children's Hospital will be opened, and it's going to be called, according to proposals brought to Cabinet today, National Children's Hospital Ireland, which might seem rather obvious, but is it? And is this a missed opportunity to call it something else, particularly to honour somebody from the past who did remarkable things for the country and for the children of the country? Our first guest, Ingus O'Snodig, Sinn Féin TD. Tell us, please, about the bill that you brought forward to have the hospital named after a Dr. Kathleen Lynn.
Yeah, I proposed quite a simple bill, just to ensure that kind of she was honoured by naming the hospital after. Kathleen Lynn was quite an exceptional person from Mayo, who kind of went on to break, if you want, all the rules and become one of the most foreknown medics in the city in the late 1890s and into the early 1900s. And then she went on to care for the poor and those who were deprived in the area. But she also joined suffragettes. She joined Comyn Amman, and she was out in 1916 as a second in command in the garrison that the Citizen Army had in City Hall. She went on from there afterwards. She survived that. Spent kind of a number of days and weeks in prison, and kind of also took the Republican side and was active during the Tan and the Civil War. But at the same time, she was continued her medical work. Kind of she cared for the sick, and in particular, she turned her attention towards young children, and she was the founder of Tac Ulton, St. Ulton's. And which was established in 1919, and that was kind of an exceptional first children's hospital in the country, and it continued in existence up to 1984. But the state had withdrawn its support in the 1930s, maybe because she was a woman, maybe because she was a Protestant. We don't know. But the bishops at the time were not happy that the hospital wouldn't come under their patronage. And I think all of that and a lot more that I can't put into a couple of sentences sets her out that as a person that could be honoured in naming the hospital afterwards. And I've asked for this kind of for quite a number of years. So it was even before all the debacle and the furore about the costs and that of the hospital, I was asking. I've asked every single
Angus, health minister. It struck me when I read about this today that maybe the government had decided not to go ahead with this because this was an idea coming forward from Sinn Féin. But then I discovered that, well, actually, Fianna Fáil Senator Mary Fitzpatrick had been campaigning for this and had gained cross-party support, not just from Sinn Féin, but from Labour, and the trade union SIPTU and FORSA also backed the campaign. And Micheál Martin actually previously said that Dr. Lynn would be a very worthy choice to name the new hospital for, and he said that he described her as a leading suffragette and said there's a lot that would lend favour to naming the hospital after her. So what went wrong?
Well, we don't know, because Martin Mansour as well, kind of quite a lot of eminent historians backed the call, and when they made an absolute hames of naming it originally, because they said Phoenix Hospital, that's when kind of people kind of said, well, kind of let's name the hospital after a woman. Let's name it after kind of one of our foremost medics. And kind of it was during the revolutionary period when we were celebrating that in the decade of centenary, I suggested that they use that opportunity to name kind of one of the main buildings in the city after a woman combatant. And kind of things rested so they were to have a competition to come up with the name. And God love us if that's the best that they can come up with after kind of years of debate on it, that they come up with the name National Children's Hospital Ireland. I thought they would have shied well away from it and kind of the extra cost that would be associated with that name forever.
Dr. Mary McAuliffe is with us, historian, lecturer and director of gender studies at UCD. Mary, we have many hospitals named after saints. and we have hospitals named after religious orders. Do we have any hospitals named after individuals, particularly those who might have been involved with the 1916 Rising?
Well, the most famous, of course, is the James Connolly Memorial Hospital in Blanchardstown. And I'm very disappointed today that we don't have the Kathleen Lynn National Children's Hospital coming down the line. There has been a campaign, not just a political campaign, but many activists, feminists, historians have been calling for the naming of the National Children's Hospital after Kathleen Lynn, both as a demonstration of the government's commitment in terms of commemoration of acknowledging the role of women in whatever period we would be commemorating, but also because of Kathleen Lynn herself. She did try to set up a National Children's Hospital many decades ago in the 1930s. St. Dalton's Hospital for Sick Infants and Harcourt Street Hospital came up with a plan to set up a National Children's Hospital. They got Michael Scott, the architect, to do a design, which can be viewed at in the Irish Architectural Archive. It would have been between where St. Dalton's was, which is Charlemont Street, and along between that bridge, Charlemont Street Bridge and Harles Cross or Rathmines Bridge, along that area of the
Portobello
canal.
Bridge.
Portobello Bridge, yes, where we would have had it from then. Unfortunately, because both Ulton's and Harcourt Street were secular hospitals, the Archbishop of Dublin at the time, Edward Martin, backed up by his successor, who John Charles McQuaid, whom we all know, and the more conservative Catholic medical practitioners put paid to that. They prevented that happening. So for me, naming the now National Children's Hospital after Kathleen Lynn would be a process of restorative justice as well. She did try to do it many decades ago and put a lot of work and energy into that, and it was stopped because of religious ideology. So calling it after her would be in more than one way the right thing to do. And it is Pride Month this month, and Kathleen Lynn lived her life with her partner, Madeleine French Mullen, who was as important in the foundation of St. Dalton's. She was the senior administrator there for many, many decades. The fundraiser, she kept the whole show on the road in terms of finances. So it would have been wonderful had the Taoiseach been able to say today, we're going to call it after a woman, and a woman who shared her life with another woman, and a woman who committed to children's healthcare. And of course, St. Dalton's was at the forefront of the rollout of eradication of TB among children in Dublin and in countrywide. So there was so much there and so much richness that calling the National Children's Hospital after Kathleen Lynn could have brought. Maybe it would have helped with the, you know, us all overcoming or getting over the cost of the thing in the first place.
What sort of record do we have in Ireland in naming buildings or streets after women rather than men?
We're getting a bit better. There's no doubt about that. If you recall, in 2013, we had the big campaign to name the Lewis Bridge over the River Liffey after Rosie Hackett, which it now is. It's the Rosie Hackett Bridge. And there are other places during the decade of centenaries, a number of other roundabouts, roads, spaces, buildings were called after women. But I fear there is a bit of a backlash against that now in this new global anti-DEI ideology we find ourselves in. And I really think this is a missed opportunity for the government to show their commitment to commemorating women. The decade of centenaries is over, but there are many more commemorations that will be coming up in the years to come. And I think this is really a missed opportunity and a major disappointment for those of us who campaigned for the hospital to be called after Dr. Lynn.
Listener says that Talla University Hospital has a ward dedicated to Kathleen Lynn and a lovely piece of information about her good works and achievements throughout her brilliant career.
But Mary, yes, and the Ioneer has a room named after her. But, you know, I think the hospital itself, the fact that she tried to get a National Children's Hospital many decades ago, and if we'd had it, we wouldn't have had to spend all these billions on creating this one. So, you know, there's a lot there that would have made it a good thing to call it after her.
From what you were saying, though, there, Mary, do you think is there something of, sort of, what, to use the expression, sort of a woke backlash at play here, that the government is afraid of being accused of being too DEI by naming a hospital after a woman, a Republican lesbian woman?
I would hope not. I mean, if that is the case, then, you know, that demonstrates a real weakness in and lack of fortitude in facing off on this, whatever woke means, this woke backlash. I think it just shows a lack of imagination and a lack of, some commitment to commemorating women. There is, of course, denaming of places happening. But I think in the case of Kathleen Dynne, that wouldn't happen. Her life is very public. Myself and Harriet Wheelock from the Royal College of Physicians published selected extracts of her diaries. Everything about her is already known. So I don't think in, a couple of decades' time, there would be a campaign to dename a Kathleen Dynne hospital. So I really don't know why they went with a very anodyne National Children's Hospital Ireland. I mean, it does what it says in the tin, but it could have been something so much more interesting.
Angus Snodig, why do you think does this matter?
I don't know why they took the decision. It matters to people because kind of this is the biggest project in the state, and it should have given us an opportunity to reflect on where we are as a state and where we want to go. And kind of people like to know buildings by their names rather than kind of something that's in some ways sanitised. In fact, the title won't be in English anyway. It'll be Oscuaga, Hospital Na Xunta de Lani Era. Would be the title, whereas the Kathleen Dynne, at least the title would be there, kind of no different to St. Vincent's or the Rotunda, or that people know them and abbreviate them. I don't know what the abbreviation will be here. I think that it's a missed opportunity. It's just if this is the best they can come up with. I understand kind of some of the failures if this is what we base it on. I think the support of right across the board, and I mentioned it earlier, historians, but also the public kind of in this campaign over the years, if different people have lent their weight.
It's not too late to persuade the government to change its mind, is it? Does it have to be some sort of bill brought in to formally name it?
That was the approach I took. I don't think it has to be, but kind of it would be easier if they put it in legislation. Given that they were threatened with being sued by kind of the Phoenix Hospital, maybe they do need to have some type of legislation which officially names it to protect its copyright in the future. I don't know. I think it's a silly kind of reason to kind of ignore what kind of a major campaign like this had support of many people across all parties and across the communities. I think just missed opportunity, and would have allowed us in some ways, I think it was said there, that kind of allowed us to forget the debacle and the expenditure maybe in some ways. And concentrate on the ideals and kind of the energy and that Kathleen Dynne had during her life.
Thank you very much, Angus Snodig of Sinn Féin. Dr. Mary McAuliffe, Director of Gender Studies at UCD. We'll get to your last word on this. Many people texting in their views, your views. One says they should call it the We Finally Finished a Children's Hospital. Well, they can't call it that because it hasn't been finished yet. Another one says, while the hospital is still incomplete, it should be referred to as the Simon Harris Project Hospital. He started it and responsible for its progress as minister, later as Taoiseach. With this traceability and lack of accountability, it might finally be completed. Here's one who says, why don't they sell the naming rights and make some money back? Really? Like a football stadium? Or a theatre? Should really a hospital be sold to the highest bidder to have this name on it? And what sort of fuss would there be over that? Another one says, just call it the National Overspend. But quite a lot of support for Kathleen Dynne. Dymphna says that the new National Children's Hospital should indeed be called after Dr. Kathleen Dynne. It will be a missed opportunity to honour this marvellous lady. I live a short distance away from where Dr. Dynne was born and lived in Mullaffarry, Killala in County Mayo. And quite a few other people saying that it would be appropriate to name after her.
The the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.